Amen.
Abaya katanya.
As an African, let's know about our nation, Ghana. Zion. Lion movement. Hot hop. Listen. Hey. Ghana at 60. Mama not good, mama beauty. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy? Ghana at 60. Mama not good, mama's beauty. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy? Mama at 60. Mama is old and pretty. Pretty with gold, cocoa, oil, diamonds too. With feel mama sinking. Leaders, leaders, don't mislead us. The wealth of ancient Ghana is mythical. Explain the tale of Bida, Black Snake. Ghana derived power and wealth from gold. Introduction of the camel during the Trans-Saharan trade. Majority of the knowledge of Ghana comes from the Arab writers. Al-Hamdani described Ghana as having the richest gold mines on earth. Why all this suffering and curse upon us as sons and daughters of great Ghana? Farmers, fishermen cry, children and women pour out every day. Ghana at 60, mama not good, mama's filthy. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy? Ghana at 60, mama not good, mama's filthy. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy?
Aye, me say me mention leaders not only politically. Pastors, businessmen and all the missionary. Parents, guidance in our society. Chiefs and elders, listen. The route taken by the traders of the Maghreb to Ghana started in North Africa in Tait. Coming down through Jelmasa and south in Morocco. From there the Dralo went south and inland. Running parallel with the coast, then round to the southeast, through Oudaghast, and ending up in the Kumbisale, the royal town of ancient Ghana. Inevitably, the traders brought Islam with them. Ghana became the focus of all trade, with a systematic form of taxation. Yay! Yen Sankofa! Yen Sankofa! Let's go back to the roots. Ghana at 60. Mama not good, mama's filthy. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy? Ghana at 60. Mama not good, mama's filthy. Nothing come bring a mama beauty. Why them leaders faking and greedy? In the 11th and 12th century, new gold fields began to be mined at Buri, modern Guinea. Out of commercial Ghana, and new trade routes were opening up further east. Ghana then became the target of attacks by the Susu rulers, Sumanguru. From this conflict in 1235 came the Malinke people under a new dynamic ruler, Sundaita Keita, and soon became eclipsed by the Mali Empire of Sundaita.